Ruth, wearing two identical left shoes. No one believes I don't dye my hair, she remarks, for the umpteenth time. Point taken, I'm grayer than my mother, though in the mirror I see her face, her small, dark eyes. The beak-hard determination to be a good person. What happened to that? How is it true? I have to go now. She's lost my name, but the occasion of my presence begs more. Who is my mother? Now I am unspoken for.
Your mother, where does she live now?
She lives in Virginia with my sister. Not with my sister, but my sister Karen Gander has been watching over her slow dying.
That must be very difficult. And yet, in the reading of that longer poem, is there something in the writing of it and the thinking of it and the creating from grief that helps you to deal with what's going on with your mom?
Yes, certainly it does. I want to be as present in her dying as she was for me in my being born and growing up. So even if she doesn't know me, navigating the complexity of what might be communicated in touch, in tone of voice, in whatever brief way, matters a whole lot. And thinking about why it matters and how it might matter when someone is about to leave the earth, I think is a worthwhile focus.
Forrest Gander's recent poetry confronts not only the slow death of his mother, but the unexpected passing of his wife of 30 years, poet C.D. Wright, in 2016. That event silenced him temporarily.
I don't know anybody who can respond to that kind of loss with anything. Just your language goes away. Also, I had no interest in trying to create anything. I was just trying to stay vertical. So it was a year and a half before I even put any kind of mark on a page. And that was because I was required to. I had taken a job at the writers' community at Squaw Valley, where you're required to hand in a poem. Everyone that comes has to hand in a poem every morning. And when I got down to that lick log and needed to write something at midnight, this stuff poured out. It was there.
Just as his poetry sometimes sends you to the dictionary, I had to look up the phrase getting down to that lick log. It's an old expression for time running out. More with Forrest Gander tomorrow. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.